go on and on. They never die, that's how you and I will be.
And we're back. I want to welcome Jim Trumpeter. Jim, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. We got him. Great. We had a small technical difficulty, and that's why you heard a second Billy Joel song you weren't familiar with. And the reason why I heard Billy Joel is because the Big Shot Tribute Band on July 7th is coming to the Harrington Concert for Sight, which is another thing the Connecticut Low Vision Centers benefit from. Every year, the Harrington Lions Club, gives a lot of money to the low vision centers, and they also have people within their community that they send to the low vision centers on a regular basis that gets serviced by them. So it is part of the Harrington community as a whole, as what they do. And so, but in order to give back, that's one of the areas in Lions Club that they give to. So, and Jim's going to tell you something expand a little bit more about the Travelers Open this weekend. Jim, the Travelers Open has been running for I can remember since I was a kid when it started out with the GHO and Sammy Davis and all that. How long has it been running? Do you know?
It's been close to over 40 years. And it started as the Greater. It started down in the Wethersfield Country Club, was where the first tournaments were played, and then it was the Greater Hartford Open. It became the Sammy Davis Jr. Cannon Open, and then the Greater Hartford Open, and then when they built the TPC course in Cromwell, it moved out there as the Greater Hartford Open, and then it was also the Buick Open up to a few years ago. And now Travelers, I believe this is their fourth year, took over sponsorship of the golf tournament.
Right. And Birdies for Charities is something that is a fundraiser through the Travelers Open. Right. I believe we use it as a fundraiser, don't we?
The Birdies for Charity gives the opportunity for nonprofit fundraising organizations such as the Lions Low Vision Center to help raise money through the Travelers Championship. And the way the program works is you guess how many birdies are going to be made by the pros when they play between Thursday and Sunday. And the closest guest to winning that wins a first place prize of $5,000, second place prize of $2,500, and third place, $1,000, and so forth. And what the money and the way it works is this: if you pledge either anywhere from a penny to up to 5 cents per birdies made, and generally in the past it ranges around 1,800 to 1,850 birdies. So, if you pledge 2 cents a birdie, you're going to pledge approximately, and you guess, let's say 1,850 birdies are going to be made, then approximately you're donating $37 to participate. And all that money, that whole $37, goes back to your charity, because when you submit your guests, you put down the charity you would like to sponsor or be part of. And so if somebody is sponsoring for the Connecticut Lions Low Vision Center and they bid in at $37 at 2 cents a birdie, then that whole $37 comes back to the Lions Low Vision Center. Last year, as a result of this program, we were able to take in close to $1,200, which was very good. And obviously, some organizations take in more, others take in less. In addition to the Birdies for Charity program, the nonprofit organizations in Connecticut are allowed to get involved in ticket sales for the Travelers Championship. And you are able to sell the tickets for $20 a piece. If you were to buy admission tickets to the travelers at the gate, they would be $39. So it's almost, you know, it's a significant decrease in price. And for every $20 ticket you sell, $10 comes back to your organization. Last year, the Low Vision Center, we sold close to 200 tickets, so we got almost $2,000 back to our organization. So it's a great way to raise money. It's a easy way to raise money. You're not doing all the organizational things that you have to do for a fundraiser. And it's been over the years, this is our third year involvement in it, and it's been very beneficial to the Low Vision Center.
Nice, nice. So you're just saying that you got last year, through the travelers, that Lions Low Vision Center was able to raise $3,200, which is a significant amount,
right.
Approximately.
Yeah.
And approximately, what do you average your monthly budget is anyway, your operating budget?
Our operating budget probably runs somewhere between $5,000 to $5,500 a year, a month. So our operating budget comes in at around $65,000, $66,000.
Wow, so that's nice. So $3,200 pretty much is a little over half of your operating monthly budget.
For 1 month monthly budget, and that's a big help, yes.
That's got to be a huge relief. And then on top of that, if anybody ever wants to donate to Lions Low Vision Centers, you contact your local Lions Club and say, look, I know... You know, I've heard about Lions Low Visions through Pete on WAPJ. I've had experience. My mother was helped tremendously through Lions Low Vision Center, and we appreciate it. And you guys don't know how to get a hold of somebody, just contact anybody in Lions, Jim or myself or anybody that you know in the Lions clubs and you can just hand them a check to Lions Low Vision Center, and they will make sure it gets passed on.
And they also can visit the Lions Low Vision website, which is www.lionslowvision.com. That's www.lionslowvision.org. Excuse me, www.lionslowvision.org. If you visit that website, not only will you get information about the Lions Low Vision Center, and if you want to become a client, the procedure for that, as well as how to donate. All that information would be on that website.
Wonderful. Hey, I heard there's some pretty darn good pro golfers this year is headlining the tournament that are out there competing. You want to let everybody know?
Obviously the most notable is Wayne Simpson, who just won the U.S. Open. He is there this week. Bubba Watson, who won the Masters, is there this week as well. Jacobson, who won the tournament last year, is there as well. They have, of the top 25 golfers, 10 of those golfers are at the tournament this year.
Nice.
And there's a great group out there. It's been hot the past couple days, Thursday and Friday, today, as you know. But tomorrow and Sunday are going to be gorgeous days, lower humidity and lower temperatures. And it really is a great experience to come out and see what's going on there. And also they have a lot of side entertainment that goes on as well. I believe tomorrow night they even have a concert going on after the tournament is taking place. So there's a lot of side activities that go on there as well as the tournament itself.
Oh, nice. So if you were to purchase $20, buy a $20 ticket to the tournament from a Lions Club member or from somebody for any one of the charities, you'd be able to get all that then.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. We had to turn in, because in selling the tickets last Thursday, we had to turn in any tickets that we had not sold to the tournament, because we can't keep them right up to the tournament, because they want to sell them, obviously. But there are Lions members who have bought tickets that may have people that are not going, that they may get those $20 tickets. Otherwise, it would be $39 at the gate.
Which is still not half bad. I mean, about what you're getting for your price, you're talking 10 of the top 25 golfers in the world are going to be there. You get to watch play, plus the concert that you're talking about, and any of the other benefits that...
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I went to a PGA championship 2 years ago. The ticket was $105, so
Yeah.
You can see, for so this is, you know, for the good price for who you're going to see and everything.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You're talking top of the field golfers that are right here in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And Connecticut's not normally known as the greatest sports venue in the world, but I mean, we do have ESPN headquarters, and we do have the Travelers Open, and we have our beloved UConn Huskies men and women's basketball teams. And
well, and again, one thing about the Travelers Open is that it is a golf tournament, but not only Low Vision Center, a lot of that money comes right back into the community, to like the JCs and other organizations as well. And so it's a revenue generating event, and obviously it brings a lot of people to Connecticut, and you know that we need that for our economy. But also, a lot of that money that comes in is turned around and goes back into the community to the nonprofit organizations.
Right. I mean, people say, well, you know, why should I care about the Travelers Tournament? Why should I support it? It's all about making money. Well, the money does come back directly to Connecticut in many more ways than people's pockets, many more ways than it does help the economy while they're there. They need caddies, they need people they need security people with it all coming that comes within the state of Connecticut. They need extra I'm sure they need extra groundskeepers to handle the, you know, to make sure that thing, they,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Overnight, I'm sure they work on it, which they don't normally do on golf courses. They can work at a little bit slower pace because the next day, and plus all the media people that come, so that's all that's housing for all the people across the world that come to cover it, the BBC, the other sports networks that aren't related to ESPN and the other national media.
Well, and again, the tournament is being televised on CBS this year, so Saturday and Sunday you'll be able to see it on CBS. But also, a lot of the people that work at this tournament, and I worked at it for 2 years, the people that are at the greens that hold up the sign for people to be quiet, the people that work at the food booths where you buy hot dogs, water, and so on, those are all volunteers. They are not paid. Those are all people, volunteers, that come in and help run this tournament. The people that work in the parking lot to direct you where to park, those are volunteers. The people that take your tickets when you walk in, those are volunteers. So there's a huge army, so to speak, of volunteers that help make this tournament happen.
Which is nice. I mean, it's still, I mean, I guess in return for everything that they give, I mean,
yeah.
we get $3,200. I'm sure it just gets more and more as you go along. I'm sure there's other organizations, like you said, the JCs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if Fidelco benefits from them or not?
I do not know.
Okay.
Though the Lions in the state of Connecticut are very much involved with Fidelco, they are their own separate entity, and I couldn't speak as to what their involvement is with the Travelers. I don't know.
Okay, I didn't know if you knew or not. That's okay. I figured I'd ask because because we do support Fidelco also, and it would be you know, wonderful. I'll have to call them and find out if they do benefit from that, if they get to sell the tickets too, because it's just, you know, as Lions, I know it's great for us, and I know it's great for that. People just need to know that this isn't, you know, yeah, the golfers are making a lot of money and the media is making a lot of money, but guess what? We're not left out. You know, they do take care of the people that need it in the state of Connecticut and do give. So next year, around this time when we have you on again, I think, you know, I didn't think about looking into it. That was my fault for not doing the research that I should have, but that would be a nice thing, because it's just great. It's
I'd like to come out about 2 or 3 weeks before the tournament, and then we could talk about our involvement in the Birdies for Charity, and you know, maybe your listeners would get involved and help us out then, because now we're at kind of the tail end of it, but maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the tournament we could come out and help you out.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, this year it's all new to me. I just started doing this show, but I think this is our sixth show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having fun. And I'm hoping people are enjoying learning about the different aspects of Lions, because we've had Harry Hsu from the environment chair talk about President Tam's commitment to the trees, and We've had Steve Daigle come down, talk about Terryville Lions Club and what's going on down in Terryville. Mm-hmm. And it's we've been able to, and you've been a Lion for how long, Jim?
All right, well, I've been a member of the Lions since 1996, and I've been involved with the Low Vision Center either as an officer or on the board for approximately 6 years.
Right. Which club are you a member of?
I'm a member of the Woodbury Lions Club.
Oh, okay.
Woodbury, Connecticut.
Matter of fact, we were playing your public service announcements for the car show you had recently.
Yeah, we pretty much appreciate that. If I could give a quick plug for the Lions Low Vision Center, I know a lot of your listeners are in the Torrington-Harwington area there. We are at the Torrington Senior Center once a month. Usually on Wednesdays. It's not a walk-in clinic. You have to have an appointment. You also have to have a doctor's referral. But if you visit the Lions Low Vision Center website, www.lionslowvision.org, you will see there how to contact us to set up an appointment and what steps you have to take for us to be able to see you. And what our primary purpose is, we can't cure low vision, but what we can do is make it possible for people who are having deteriorating eyesight continue to function at a level where they still are able to maintain their independence. And that is really what we're about, is as people are having deteriorating lines eyesight, being able to help them to maintain some type of normal function. And you know, I'm directing this to people who have parents that are falling into that category. Please take a look at our website, and maybe we can help your parents out, and maybe make it possible for them to stay in their own homes a little bit longer.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for letting people know in the Torrington area. Also in the Bristol area, because it does go out to Bristol and Terryville and that area too. So is there a place in Bristol that they can go?
Yes, we have it. We are affiliated with the Bristol Hospital, and we have a facility on Route 6, not too far from Tunxus Community College. And then we also have another facility at the New Britain Hospital. And all these facilities are tied into the website that I gave you. So essentially we're in our main facility is in the New Britain Hospital. We have a satellite office affiliated with the Bristol Hospital that's in their rehab clinic on Route 6. And then also once a month up in the Torrington Senior Center.
Wonderful. Listen, we're running out of time. I'm looking at that, so we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for coming on the show. This was Jim Trumpeter, you've been listening to. He's on the board of
Low Vision Center.
Lions Low Vision Center Board of Directors. I said the second part first. That's what got my tongue tied. So okay. I'm sorry about that, Jim. And thank you for coming on the show and informing everybody about Birdies for Charities from the Travelers Open, the funds that the Low Vision Center has been able to benefit from. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you at probably the next cabinet meeting, if
right.
not. You have a great day, and thank you for
all
appearing.
Right. Thank you for having us on.
Once I've turned your mic off, I'm not going to be able to talk to you for a little bit. So,
all right.
You have a good day. Thank you, Jim.
You take care. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WAPJ 89.9 FM. I'm Pete from Lion Around, Connecticut, and that was Jim Trumpeter from Lions Low Vision Center Board of Directors. I also have a couple announcements. Coming up on the weekend of July 7th, like I said, I've been playing Billy Joel today because Big Shot's going to be there and U2 tribute bands. Big Shot is all Billy Joel, and the U2 tribute band does all U2 music. And it'll be at the Harrington Fairgrounds on July 7th. So please, when you see those signs, and I know you see some that say tickets sold here, step in. Also, on July 7th, the Thomaston Lions Club are doing a big food drive down there, so contact the the Thomaston Lions Club. And also, if you can't, just stop off over at the IGA that day down in Thomaston on July 7th and look for their setup and leave some food for their local food bank. Also, July 8th, over at the Torrington Titans game, it will be Winston Lions Club Day. So please show up and look for the Lions Club members. We're selling tickets. So please contact me at 860-913-9144, and we can get you some tickets. And also, August 11th, down in Winston, we're having the home run derby. That'll be from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. till we're done. And it's a fun day. Last year, we had the last year's winner. It got drafted by the Los Angeles Angels, Justin Mohart. So he hit 17 home runs. And the person he competed with was gave him a run for his money. He had 8 or 9, I believe. And I know that's not quite 17, but it's still his last 7 were like 7 in a row. And he made it very he made a very nice effort, and it looked like he was actually going to come back at one point. But Rich Scott, good luck. I know he's signed up again this year, and we hopefully have everybody back, and we'll have some more people. But in the meantime, I'm going to run down the list of sponsors, because without the sponsors for WAPJ, this show wouldn't be possible, nor would all the other shows that you enjoy. The IMB and Zena H. Tempkin Foundation, Torrington Ford Lincoln, serving the Torrington area for over 25 years. They're located at 1355 East Main Street and on the web at torringtonford.com. Torrington Savings Bank, offering banking services at 129 Main Street, 635 Main Street, 235 Dibble Street, and 4 other area locations, www.torringtonsavings.com. T&M Building, builders of homes in Torrington and throughout the region, on the web at tnm.com. Tosi Brothers Tires, located at 143 East Main Street in Torrington and on the web at tosibrothers.com, serving Litchfield County since 1924 with a selection of tires, offering tire service including rotation. No appointment necessary, 860-496-2080. Charlotte Hungerford Hospital in Torrington at 540 Litchfield Street, on the web at charlottehungerford.com. Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts, located at 58 Main Street in Torrington, a private nonprofit classical ballet school, training programs for the talented and gifted students, on the web at nutmegconservatory.org. Dr. Avery Jenkins at the Center for Alternative Medicine, offering primary care, chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutrition treatment for all of Litchfield County, on the web at www.averyjenkins.com. VNA Northwest Inc., 607 Bantam Road, Suite F, Bantam, Connecticut, providing home care and hospice to residents of Northwest Connecticut, on the web at vnanw.org. And Minuteman Press, located at 913 East Main Street here in Torrington, offering printing and design for invitations, postcards, business forms, marketing materials, and more. 860-496-7525 or on the web at www.minutemantorrington.com. And I'm Pete from Lying Around Connecticut. You've been listening to WAPJ Torrington, and I'm going to take you to the morning jazz show right now off at our station in Hartford, WWUH.